This theme song is not by BJ Lederman, who does our theme music.
Someone by night, somebody by day.
It's by Al Jarreau and Lee Holdridge, and it's for Moonlighting, one of the most beloved shows of the 1980s.
What are you doing?
I'm doing what I should have done all along. What I wanted to do originally. What I should have done last night.
Stop that, David!
It was a screwball dramedy, thick with, well, there, won't they get together tension and music. And dead bodies. Moonlighting starred Sybil Shepherd as Mattie Hayes, a former fashion model who owns the Blue Moon Detective Agency. Working for her, David Addison, fast-talking, handsome hothead played by a young Bruce Willis. It was his breakout role.
You are eye crust.
The better to see you with, my dear.
You are navel lint.
Expensive navel lint.
You are!
Don't go much lower. They'll take us off the air.
Moonlighting went off the air in 1989, but no more fuzzy YouTube rabbit holes. It begins streaming next month on Hulu.
You're an animal.
And you're a sexist.
What?
You're a sexist. You know what a sexist is?
Of course I know what a sexist is. I'm looking at one.
So am I.
I mean, it truly was the show of the late 80s.
Scott Ryan is the author of Moonlighting, an Oral History.
Like, it exploded. And most of it had to do with discovering Bruce Willis,
who parlayed his fame from TV into film, most notably in the 1988 Christmas action movie, Die Hard.
Happy trails, Hans.
But Moonlighting also marked a comeback for Sybil Shepherd. It seemed that all over America, people really watched just to see if David and Mattie would just quit fighting and finally fall in love.
David and Mattie are mismatched. She is sophisticated. David Addison is, you know, from New York, and he's a punk, but they're beautiful and they're attracted to each other, and they're the only people they see every day. So, of course, there's going to be sexual tension.
Fans also loved Moonlighting because the show loved to get weird. Film noir episodes, a dance episode. The fourth wall came down regularly.
Dear David, I read somewhere that you and Mattie were going to kiss and have a big affair. Is this true? If it is, can you tell me so I can set my VCR? Signed, Sally Young.
And no modern-day detective show would be relevant without a Shakespeare episode. Written in iambic pentameter. Whither?
Pray, sir. Yea, sir. I dare say I did say.
Yea, sir? You do say you did say?
Yea, I say, but why do you bray?
The show also used a tremendous amount of music, and that proved to be the sticking point as to why it took so long for Moonlighting to join the streaming age. Again, Scott Ryan.
Back in the 80s, for some of these songs that they used, like, they actually called Phil Spector and said, hey, could we have Be My Baby? And, like, Phil Spector would bring it into the studio and they'd put it in the episode, and then Phil Spector would take the master home. Like, that's how they got these songs. So it wasn't like there were contracts.
Well, there sure are now. Scott Ryan says most of the original music will return, along with David, Mattie, and Ms. DePesto, when Moonlighting begins streaming October 10th.